In addition to reaching an apparent consensus on how to save the hotel-motel tax funding for the Pocahontas County Free Libraries, as detailed in part one of the story about the commission's September the 5th meeting, the county commissioners also appointed Danny Arbogast to fill the vacant director's position at the Pocahontas County Day Report Center. Arbogast will be starting at his new position on September the 18th at an hourly salary, which is based upon a $35,000 yearly salary plus benefits. Arbogast's enthusiasm and appreciation of his new position came out as he addressed the commissioners.
I appreciate you selecting me. I work at the Huttonville Correctional Center right now as a case manager. I know Jimmy's been doing a good job, and we'll work together to improve the drug and alcohol problem in the county. You'd be surprised how much the day report actually saves taxpayers' money. It's almost $28,000 a year to house an inmate.
In other actions, the commissioners received the monthly day report update from Jimmy Van Dievender. They started the month of August with 16 participants, adding two and terminating one. There were 9 males and 8 females in the day report program. 65 drug tests were conducted on day report participants in August, with 3 being positive. There were also 63 alcohol tests conducted, and all were negative. Of the 17 participants at the end of the month, 3 were on probation, 1 was on unsupervised probation, 9 were on pretrial bond, and 4 were actually sentenced to day report. Kara Rose, the director of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, delivered her annual update. Kara reported that the past year's hotel-motel tax receipts were the third highest since the 2006-2007 tourist season, despite not having the greatest winter weather last year. She said that snowshoe continues to be the most important contributor to the hotel-motel tax. Marcy Vaughn, the CEO of Seneca Health Services, addressed the commissioners primarily to correct a statement that she heard made at the previous commission meeting that if the day report participants are ordered by the courts to receive counseling from Seneca, it was costing the county double money because day report has a contract with MindEase Solutions to provide counseling. Vaughn pointed out that Seneca has a contract with the county also, so they do not charge the county to provide counseling to day report participants. The commissioners appointed Leslie Kane to a 3-year term on the Dramas, Fairs, and Festivals Board. Bob Martin, the commissioner's attorney, delivered his report to the commission. He said that he continues to work with 911 director Mike O'Brien to finalize leases on the radio transmitter sites throughout the county, and is also working with O'Brien to change the 911 dispatcher hiring rules to require that new hires remain employed for a period of time or be required to reimburse the county for the cost of their training. Martin says it costs about $12,000 to train and certify a new 911 dispatcher. This has become necessary because there have been dispatchers hired and trained by Pocahontas County who, shortly after receiving their training and certifications at county expense, leave to go and work for another county. The meeting ended with the signing of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.